Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take.
It's Watermelon Day.
Moving so phenomenal.
7 after the hour. Good, bad, and ugly. Doug, Shannon, Victoria.
Who's who?
I'm not going to tell you. You can figure that out. The Russian government has taken over, in a manner of speaking, not take over, but they certainly are prominent. The good guys, the Ruskies, hacking into the DNC emails, and there are a lot of different things in them. I don't know that there's anything new here, or even unsuspecting. The Democratic, is that the right word, unsuspecting? I would suspect.
Surprising.
That these people are capable of what has come out in these emails. The same as the Republicans, the same thing. It's the house of them, not us. They're interested in them, they're not interested in you. So why is that a big surprise? It's like the Olympics, like any big organization that has gotten too big and out of control. The Olympics.
I think because so many Bernie fans were like going crazy, saying this was
Bernie,
a rigged system.
Yeah.
And so then, and you know, the fight was, well, no, it's not rigged. Well, maybe.
Of course, it's rigged.
Maybe it is.
Duh, rigged. But it was the Russians, Pukin Putin, and the reason he did it is because Donald Trump put him up to it. Because he,
I know,
and Trump,
that's what
are
my
pals.
Mom told me. My mom told me that yesterday.
Really.
I said, so what do you think about your WikiLeaks? And she goes, ugh, it's Donald Trump and Putin there in bed together. I'm like, come on, you don't know that.
Uh-huh. Well, it makes a good story, though, doesn't it?
It does. It makes a great story.
Right. Sarah Silverman seemed ridiculous. What did any of you watch Cory Booker?
Yes, I watched it all.
What did you think?
Michelle Obama did a very great speech. I think she's a really talented public speaker. Mm-hmm. Cory Booker, I thought was okay. I mean, none of it touches me super deep because I just don't buy what they're selling so often, right. Because mm-hmm. a lot of it sounds like great plans. I just don't see how it's really possible to give everybody everything for free without seeing a major crash and change.
It's all free!
Yeah, in the
economy.
Yay,
it's free!
But, you know, obviously there's some really talented speakers. I mean, you had Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren.
Bernie have on his Navy jacket so you could see his dandruff?
Normally he looks very disheveled. But you know what? Yeah. So do his followers. Like, yeah. I mean, I'm on the left here, but, like, Bernie. I'm not that far left. Like, come on, everyone. Like, let's take a shower. You know?
Bernie.
I thought it was interesting. I thought the controversial line of the night was Sarah Silverman telling the Bernie or Bus people that they were being ridiculous.
Right. Who pays
attention? That's her favorite word. She says ridiculous about everything.
Does she?
Yes.
<That's> ridiculous.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Speaking of ridiculous, lots of things happening as the focus this week is on the Democrats. Next week it'll be on the Olympics because the Olympics start a week from Friday. The fifth Team Australia has arrived as of yesterday. They moved into the Olympic Village and they moved out of the Olympic Village.
So ridiculous.
This is ridiculous.
This is what's really ridiculous. So critics say it's probably too late for them to do anything more. The last minute repairs are not working. They don't have really, they can't pay the people. The plumbers aren't being paid. Electricians aren't being paid. So they all said, no, I'm not going to do anything.
One of the captains, I think, from Team Australia said that the room that they were put in had flooding on the floor and water coming down the walls.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
a waterfall.
What's he complaining about? He's a boater. Right? Can he just practice?
I think it was poo water.
Oh.
Ooh, yes, it was poo
that
water.
Would make me complain, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, oh, so is that a boat going by? Nope.
It's a float, but it's not a boat. Zika virus. Also, the virus spread by mosquitoes that's hitting Latin America pretty hard. This, for the most part, somebody said to me, by the way, I went to the doctor yesterday to finally deal with this illness that I've had. I've had enough of it.
Good
so
for
I
you.
Actually went
you.
And got some.
Finally.
I tried the way that I normally approach these things with a lot of homeopathic stuff that I tell everybody
sometimes
to build up your immune system.
But
this thing was so deeply embedded in my chest that it needed help to get out. So I took all of the stuff and went to bed at 9 o'clock and pretty much zonked out.
You sound really good today.
I feel, much better. There's a lot of stuff that's coming up, the yucca bunga stuff. Anyway, but somebody said to me, are you sure you don't have Zika? Because the way I felt is the way you feel, apparently, if you have the virus. It lasts a couple of days and it's done.
So do you?
Not that I was told.
I thought Zika symptoms were like flu-like, but you don't have
that. I felt like I had the flu. I had a summer flu.
Did you get pink eye?
I did not have pink eye.
Because that comes with it.
Save that for my cows. When they have a little bit of a problem with the flies in their eyes. Anyway, the Zika news, 1.6 million women in Latin America could be infected with the Zika virus while they are pregnant. This is according to the CDC. The doctors in our country have been told to ask all pregnant women about any possibility, could you have been anywhere or with anybody that had Zika?
Because you know what comes next is, as we've seen, the people that have it are going to try to come here for medical care, I would imagine.
Yeah, right. Well, have their babies here and have that become part of the system. But anybody that's going down there that's having unprotected sex, you got to have rocks in your head.
I just think you have to have rocks in your head, period, if you're going there at all.
I think that's probably a good way of looking at it. Yeah.
I know it's a difficult decision when athletes train
that hard,
but it's crazy.
Mm-hmm. The heat wave and the focus on that, we'll get to Jennifer's report as to how it was in Southern California yesterday. Carol will tell us about the Delmarva down around the nation's capital. I'll have the story from New England, and New York will be Victoria's overview. But I'll tell you something, this is now becoming a serious national problem. I'll tell you why in a moment or two. First, though, let's get people thinking about their health and well-being from the get-go. Start your day getting nitric oxide into your system. I know that's not when you jump out of bed in the morning, you don't think, okay, where's my nitric oxide? No, but you might say, once you get onto Neo 40, that tablet that you put in your mouth melts in your mouth. That's the old M&M thing, not in your hands. It melts. It's completely absorbed quickly into your body. Gives you all kinds of energy because Neo 40 and Super Beets both have a tablespoon of these dried beets, non-GMO beets, that have the nitric oxide that opens up your arteries. Amazing how naturally this works. And how, if you have a good supply of beets around, you're going to be in great health. They made this easy for you. Grow the beets, cook them. They dry them and powder them, and then you take it, put it in a 4-ounce glass of water, drink it. 655-4183. Your first order is going to be a 3-month supply. Be a 4-month supply. You pay for three, and you get a 30-day supply free. Call now. It doesn't taste like that horrible, those green drinks, the vegetables, carrot juice.
It doesn't leave you shaky like the energy drink.
You're not all caffeined up after you have it. Yep. All right, 800-655-4183 for Super Beets, or you can go online and order them at DougLikesBeets.com.
Think green. Harrison with you. Just off Key West, ancient sooty terns, which can stay aloft for years, have a one-shot plan at reproducing.
They make it well known that they're not ready to put down their feet, and the adult females lay an egg. They're about half the size of a chicken, and their egg is close to the size of a chicken egg.
Naturalist Deborah Hess.
So when you're flying around with something like that in your body, and you're a flying machine, it's necessary to get on the ground quickly and lay it. They make a scrape in the sand. That's all their nest is. The adults take turns raising the chick. They go on 12-hour shifts. The female will leave and fly out to sea to feed while the male watches the egg or the chick. And they fly out to the open ocean 50 to 75 miles to the Gulf Stream, where there's an abundance of fish on the surface.
Ancient birds from the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So who falls in love faster? Some say it's the female. They're more emotional. It certainly can't be the male. They're far too analytical. So who is it? Here's the social science of it. I'll probably get some email on this one. You see, there's evidence to suggest that men tend to fall in love more quickly than women. Or to put it another way, 1 out of 4 men believe in love on the first date, but it doesn't stop there. Not only do men fall in love more quickly, it takes them longer to fall out of love. Ask any divorce lawyer, it seems the man always believes, even after the divorce is granted, that he's still wanted by the female who just divorced him and dumped him flat. What's the chief psychological trick? When it comes to love, men may just be more vulnerable than women. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Most people take action when they feel physical pain. So why don't we approach mental discomforts the same way?
It's learned behavior. We're afraid to show weakness. But these symptoms may be early signs of burnout. How can you prevent it?
Don't fall into the superhero trap. Accept that you're only human.
Be realistic about what you can accomplish. Your goals should stretch you, but they shouldn't break you.
Learn to graciously say no to unreasonable requests from others. They're not trying to be too demanding.
But just say no when your schedule is already packed or when you'd have to put off something important for you to do something for them.
So set realistic stretch goals and protect your time. It leads to big success.
Find big success at biggsuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
17 after the hour, the heat wave is continuing. You're chuckling. Jennifer is on the other side of the hill, Los Angeles yes. County. My side, I'm on one side of the hill. I'm on the beach side of the hill. She's on the inland side of the hill. My children are reporting to me every day. Well, it was hot. It was fairly hot when I was there last week. Not bad, but it was warm, but not as warm as we have it here. I think where I am is the warmest spot of the country at the moment.
Well, it's extra humid where you guys are. I mean, yeah. Don't get me wrong. It's more humid in the last couple of days in L.A. than it normally gets, mm-hmm. but you guys always have humidity, which makes it worse.
This is for the next 3 months. The forecast map shows that we will see above average temperatures in every one of the 50 states. It's not going to be this hot when you get into fall, but it's going to be warmer than normal. We go from now through August, September, October. It's going to be very warm, and it has been dry. We're in a beyond the danger zone here. I'm working as fast as I can to get as much hay done on the farm as I can, so it won't be completely burned out. But the truck farmers, they can't irrigate. Everything's just shriveling up and dying. I drove by a cornfield yesterday. Half the corn is just wilting. And it's a very serious situation because you're going to be paying a lot of money for groceries. You're going to buying vegetables no matter where they come from because the imported stuff, they'll have the reflection on what the reality is in America. And so the cost, the people who try to go, for example, here where I am, the two farms that are selling regular produce, the prices have jacked up because they just don't have the stuff. And people are paying it, but this at the end, it's over. You know, they're not going to be able to go and spread it out. This pumpkin patch, Tommy Hansen has 18 acres of pumpkins. They need water. They're not growing at all. And most everything obviously needs water. And with this, you've got a way. And people then will have the argument about global warming and all that stuff. That's an impractical way of looking at the immediate problem. The immediate problem is there's no water, there's no rain, and things are drying out. It is just pretty incredible. In New York, Washington, where I am, in New England, all across the country. So look to pay more. 21 after the hour.